I said, oh, remember,
you're talking about this idea that an Arahant knows for definite, oh yeah, that's Earth's destroyed. I seem to remember reading in Stillness Realm, I think, that there's a comment that when Ajahn Chah, reached full liberation, he waited 2 years just to be sure. Is that?
Could be. I have a vague recollection as well. Because sometimes, there's any number of accounts of monks who are absolutely and completely, totally convinced of their awakening. They're completely off their rockers. That's really dangerous because they're really convinced and oftentimes go out seeking followers as well. So Ajahn Chah's temperament is such, he's very, very circumspect.
I think it was in the languaging of it was that he made a point of testing himself, just like really saying, okay, is there really anything that the mind is clinging to at all, and had that kind of scrutiny. And so that he was just what, like Dailan Poor Pasanda was saying, just wanting to make sure. Not because of an internal doubt, but just wanting to confirm his understanding and just checking, and to do with things like physical pain or challenging situations and such things, to say, okay, is anything moving there? Is anybody here? And after a couple of years, he thought, okay, there's nothing here and nothing is moving. But he was very, very reticent. Again, Lumpur was with him much, much more than I was, but he was very, very reticent to talk in terms of attainment and wouldn't make much of that. And he could see this how people would just get kind of drunk and deluded on those ideas or aiming for those things, so he would play it down. And as you have in those different Dhamma books of his or collected teachings, when people would ask him, are you enlightened? Or he's like, don't ask whether I am, ask why you're not. And I think the most he ever said was that example about I'm like an old tree, and the birds come and land in the branches, and some say he's enlightened, and some of the other birds say he's not enlightened. It's, to me, that's just the chattering of the birds. That's about as much as you get. as I recall.
Yeah, no, Ajahn Chah was very, very circumspect in terms of the... because, people get really, really weird, infatuated or enthralled by attainment. And whether it's attainment of Nibbana or whether it's the jhanas or knowledge of different realms of existence and whatnot, there it spins off into real... there are a lot of strangenesses that Ajahn Chah was really very circumspect and really bringing things back to experience, Four Noble Truths, anicca, dukkha, anatta, letting go. It's just that endless refrain. It's quite wonderful to witness, really, because he didn't have to, people are just sort of waiting to make something special of him, and he was quite adamant to not, it's just that people, his duty was to try to teach people Dhamma, as opposed to be something for anybody.